As interest appears to be increasing for electric vehicles, EVs, in Ontario, concern is also speeding up over whether electric cars, trucks and SUVs pose any sort of a serious fire hazard. Just last weekend, firefighters in Superior Township, near Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, gathered for a training workshop on how to deal with such incidents. Although concern has been voiced across North America, the fact remains that EV fires in Ontario are just not that common, said a spokesperson with the Office of the Fire Marshal, OFM. Certainly not when compared to conventional vehicles. It is possible this could be due to the relatively fewer number of battery-powered EVs on the road when compared with the regular gasoline and diesel-powered cars and trucks. The issue has been studied in depth by the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board, which said several risks occur in EV fires that do not occur in conventional combustion vehicles. One is the risk of electric shock, posed by stranded energy, that may remain in a damaged EV battery. A further risk is that damaged cells in the battery can experience uncontrolled increases in temperature and pressure, thermal runaway, which can lead to hazards such as battery reignition, fire, said an NTSB report. Following up on several incidents in the U.S., NTSB produced an 80-page report outlining the known safety risks. A video produced by NTSB reported an incident where an EV crashed into a house, creating a massive fire. At first, firefighters poured thousands of gallons of water onto the roof of the car without realizing that water needed to be applied to the bottom of the vehicle to cool the drive battery. You can watch that video below. There was also an incident where an EV was towed from a fire scene and then the car's drive battery reignited several days later while sitting in the towing yard. The Government of Canada said that EV sales are record high at the moment, but that too is a relative comparison. Kind of like in the 1950s and 1960s when jet airplanes were setting new flight speed and altitude records. The Ontario Fire Marshal's office said it will be working with municipal fire departments to adjust training and tactics as more information is learned about EVs. Effective suppression and control techniques for fires that result from electric vehicles, EV, and lithium-ion battery energy storage systems are an evolving science. Fires caused by EVs are less common than the typical vehicle with an internal combustion engine and may present additional challenges to fire services, said an email statement from Public Relations Officer Sean Driscoll, with the OFM. The statement added that training for EV fires will likely raise the need for additional resources. A fire caused by an EV is within the scope of a fire service's training and abilities but may require additional resources, including water supply, and may take longer to control and extinguish as these types of fires are known to release dangerous chemicals. The OFM statement also said that automotive and battery manufacturers will be providing information on EV fires. Resources and training material on fire suppression are available from most manufacturers, and fire services continue to adjust firefighting tactics as the science continues to evolve and will continue to do so as new tactics are developed, said the OFM. This also means that the fire marshal will be partnering with local fire departments to come up with a formal training regimen. The Office of the Fire Marshal continues to work with its partners to understand the evolving technology with EVs and lithium-ion batteries and develop programs to assist the fire service in their responses to these incidents, said the statement. In Sudbury, so far this has not been an issue, at least not for the Great Sudbury Fire Services, GSFS. The fire department has not responded to an EV fire to date, with the exception of a recent garage fire in which the contents were completely consumed, said an email statement from Municipal Communications Officer Kelly Shepherd. Our training division has assigned self-directed EV training as it pertains to auto extrication, but specific training on EV fires has not yet been provided, the statement continued. The mining industry could become a source of expertise in this respect. Sudbury mining officials have had to deal with at least one underground fire involving an EV. That fire occurred in the summer of 2020 and resulted in a significant investigation. That fire prompted Workplace Safety North in Sudbury to put training and policies in place for dealing with EV fires underground in collaboration with Ontario Mine Rescue. Len Gillis covers mining and healthcare for Sudbury.com.